Hi there, welcome. I am so excited for you to be at this module, and I just want to dive into this. The best way for mediums such as yourself to receive guidance for yourself. We are all guilty of this. Mediums, psychics, intuitive healers, and even those that you meet that are in the industry of helping heal others, such as doctors, nurses, anyone that's really in the care and aid department. I find that we are so busy helping heal everyone else that we really struggle with helping ourselves and healing ourselves. So, not only am I going to be talking to you about the best way for you to receive guidance, I also want to talk to you about some of the 911s and some of the things that I got complacent about in my own journey. You see, in the beginning, as I was developing myself as a medium and as a psychic, I was learning things, and so I was excited about them, and they were new and they were fresh, such as being grounded and meditating and calling in my guides and angels and loved ones and putting myself in a protective circle and knocking on my cards and smudging and prayer. I was so excited to be doing it. I felt alive in my body. And because of that, it was new and like, yes, I love this. And it made me feel so good. But as I started burning out and going through the motions, it was like, oh, I don't need to spend that much time opening, cleansing, and clearing my chakras. What are all these other mediums talking about? I don't need to call in spirit. Spirit's just automatically here. And I certainly don't need to send them away because they know to leave. I'll ground myself like a few times a day, but like, not a big deal. The truth is, I got complacent about my own spiritual health and well-being because it just seemed like it took too much time. I had things to do, people to help, dinners to cook, a family to help raise, a business to run. When you get complacent about yourself, you move further away from your connection with spirit. And you move deeply into your connection with the physical and with the people that are around you. And let's face it, the people that are around you, your clients, most of them are very disconnected from spirit, which is why they're coming to see you in the first place. So, my most important tip that I can give you in this entire program is never, 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 I don't care how long you've been doing this or how much you think you know. Never get complacent. Smudging is as important as it was the first day you learned how to do it 20 years later. Same with grounding, knocking your cards, creating sacred spaces, building your altars, lighting your candles, making time every day to meditate and pray. Those things are so important. And if it feels like it's getting boring or mundane, do research, find out new ways. I'm very excited and I'm very involved right now in learning about witches and learning about spells and learning about manifestations. I'm so intrigued by this, and it's lighting a spark in me that's pulling me back into why I even began this to begin with. So if something feels mundane or boring, go study Buddhism. Go learn about witches if you like. Whatever it is that can spark a light in you again to make sure that you go through the path and you start connecting and learning and listening and doing all of the things that you knew that you should have been doing in the beginning. Now, what is the best way that a medium can get guidance for themselves? Here's some tips I'm going to give you. The moon and the moon cycles, I mean, how. So many people don't know this. I don't know. But you know that the moon controls the ocean, the waves, so many things. So, using the moon to your advantage, whether it be a full moon or a new moon, is going to be really important for you. Because your senses and your sixth sense and your psychic senses are going to be an all-time high on new moons and full moons. So, use the moon to help you to receive guidance because that's when the veil is the thinnest. Have you ever heard about the witching hour? Midnight is actually the witching hour. And some people say it's between midnight and 3 a.m. Some say it's between 1 and 3 a.m. To me, the witching hour is any time after midnight. And they say that the witching hour back in the day was the time then the witches would come out. It was actually the time when a lot of the witches would go and collect herbs or do very innocent things because they didn't want to be caught by people who thought that it was evil or dark. And there's a lot of reasons and a lot of history there, but the point is that they also say that during the witching hour, this is when the veil is the thinnest. So they say during this time, you're actually able to connect with spirit at the highest, most connected level that you possibly can be at. So my advice to you during that time is if you're wanting to do a reading for yourself, wait until your house is quiet a little bit later. Have yourself a nice warm tea, a beautiful warm bath. Go through a ritual process. That's you building up the energy as you're saying, "Hey, spirit, I'm coming to talk to you and I need you to really, really be here for me in a big way." Use crystals and stones. Those are great tools to keep you grounded and great tools that you can use as conduits to be able to connect with the other side. Those are really important. The other thing that I would suggest for you is getting new decks of cards. I get used to my cards. I start to know them, and I probably have well over 150 decks of cards, and I rotate through them. Yes, I have my favorites and my complete standbys that I'm connected with that sit right here on my desk next to me, but I use them to read for everybody else. When I want to read myself, I'd rather have a deck of cards I don't know very well. Journaling, everything comes out in a journal. Everything. Journal to your family that have crossed over, journal to God, to spirit, to higher power, and even write to your inner child. Just allow yourself to let go and just be in the flow of the energy of the universe. And you'll find the things that you're writing feel good, wholesome. They feel like they're from spirit, they feel like it's guidance coming directly through you. So be open to that guidance and question nothing and just allow yourself to have an open mind to be able to receive. And last but not least, I would say ask your loved ones to send you signs and then write it down and watch for them. I cannot tell you how many times mediums will tell me I asked for a sign and then I forgot. And I'm not even sure if I did or I didn't see it because I forgot what it was that I requested. If you're going to ask for a sign, then you must be paying attention. Sometimes, if I ask for a sign from spirit, I'll put a special bracelet on. That way, throughout the day, when I know that I look at that bracelet, it's a reminder, oh, right, my sign. Have I seen it today? Did it show up for me? The other thing that I can tell you is, go and see other mediums that you don't know. Listen, if you want a reading for yourself, it's great to get one from a friend, a student, a colleague, but the best thing you can do is to seek out other mediums that are in other towns by getting phone readings or Skype readings and someone who you don't recognize and they don't recognize you. The best way to receive guidance without an ego is to be detached completely and disconnected from that person. I actually do this a lot. I find myself going to other countries and connecting with people who have no idea who I am. Never lie about your name when you give a reading. Obviously, the medium or the psychic doing the reading for you is using the energy of the name. So be sure to tell the truth and give your first name only, but find someone who lives in Tasmania or Russia or, I don't know, somewhere that you feel drawn to and get a reading from that person. And be open to whatever spirit has to tell you and allow yourself to get lost in the world of mediumship. Oh, one last thing. Go to metaphysical stores with nothing intentionally to buy. I often show up to bookstores, metaphysical stores, even going into Winners. I'm a browser and I'm a letter goer. I found this beautiful necklace at Winners. It has a little moon, half moon shape on it. I was so drawn to it and I didn't go there for any reason. I just knew that spirit wanted to remind me that I was on the right path and that I was making good choices and decisions for the direction that I was heading. So, those are all wonderful tips and I hope that you'll use them. The biggest thing is don't get complacent. Remember to stay in the light. Stay with spirit and know how important the things that you were learning in the beginning are in the end. And you'll hear my black lab sauntering over to me, and she's going to come lay right on my feet and say, there you go, you're grounded. Have a wonderful day wherever you are, whatever you're doing. And remember, your journal is your best friend.